Welcome back to the Disciple Keys Podcast. This is week 17, day one. Find people of peace. If a man of peace is there, your peace will rest on him. But if not, it will return to you. Luke 10, verse 6. This week's church planting movement principle is find people of peace. No matter where you are or where God sends you to work, you will always find people of peace. People of peace open their natural relationship networks to the gospel and become a bridge for the gospel into their community and their families. People of peace can also be people who are placed in your path to love and support you along your journey and in service to the Lord. People's hearts are prepared by the Holy Spirit. They become leaders of others who begin to follow and obey. Ask the Holy Spirit to prepare the hearts of those who do not yet believe. Pray for God to direct disciple makers to those He is drawing to Himself, and ask God to show you the people of peace in your life and in your path as you go out. Ask God this week to give everyone involved in church planting movements a sense of their connectedness to the family of Christ as children of God, and practice listening to Holy Spirit daily for where He is sending you to prepare His way. Sunday's Unreached People Group focus are the Pashtun in Dubai, so let's pray for this group. Then, Monday's Unreached People Group are the Southern Baloch in Dubai, so take a moment to pray for them as well. This week, the 110 global cities that we're focusing on are Dubai in the United Arab Emirates and Sana'a in Yemen. Now here's the prayer for the Jews, Israel, and one new man, abundant gospel sowing. God, our provider, who gives seed for sowing and bread for eating, motivate every Jesus follower to sow the seed of the word generously, especially among the 137 yet to be reached Jewish people groups, as well as in every people and place with little access. This prayer is based off of 2 Corinthians 9 verse 6, which says, "Remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously." Now let's pray for the world in crisis, glory in suffering. God of hope, pour out your love in the hearts of our suffering sisters and brothers. Enable them to glory in whatever sufferings they experience by your Holy Spirit. Amen. This prayer is based off of Romans 5, 3 through 5. Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us.